Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description. Ghost Maps. Entry 99. I'm sitting at an out-of-the-way coffee shop in Salita. It's a quiet enough place. Not too many customers. Not much noise. The perfect spot for the only interviewee that's frightened me. She has a story to share, but not like anyone else I've ever spoken with. She's not here to tell me about an experience she had with a spirit. She is a spirit. And so much more. My friend, Father Aloysius, warned me about her. He told me that there are entities far older than the ones most of my interviewees have encountered. And it seems that their kind don't like people like me, collectors of ghost stories. I know you're here, I whisper. I look around the coffee shop. Most of the stalls are either closed or unoccupied. The only one that's open is the drink stall, and the uncle that runs it isn't even at his counter. I'm all alone. I turn my attention back to my table. And there she is, sitting across from me. A little girl. Her strangely spotless white dress flapping in a wind that isn't there. What do you want? I ask.
You are very rude,
she says, smiling. If I didn't know better, I'd say it was the smile of innocence, of childhoods from a simpler time, of a world that was far more carefree than the one we live in now. But I know that that smile is a mask, crafted from a life that's long lost. A mask to lull me.
If you want to know what I want, maybe we should start from the beginning.
She lets out a carefree laugh. I tell her that maybe she should start from when she killed my predecessor.
I did not kill him,
she says, shrugging, still smiling.
I slowly squeezed the life out of his heart, but his bloody guardian spirit stopped me from actually ending him myself.
Her smile grows wider now. The mask starts to fade.
I will not make that mistake twice.
Why do you want to kill me now? I ask her. I've been doing this for 4 years already. Why am I suddenly on your radar now?
The life you've chosen is not an easy one,
she says.
A lot of your kind, collectors of stories, do not last beyond 6 months. Before they decide to quit on their own.
She sighs heavily. It sounds strange, coming from what still looks like a child that's no more than 10 years old.
I really would rather not kill you. You understand?
She continues, staring off blankly into the distance.
I actually would prefer it if you just go away.
I ask her why. She turns back to me and smiles.
Maybe we should start from the beginning,
she says. She tells me that like most creatures and spirits, she was alive once too, a long, long time ago. The details are fuzzy for her,
which should give you an idea of how many decades, maybe even centuries, I've been around,
she says, her smile growing wider still. I see her sharp, triangular teeth. I notice that her eyes have gone completely black. She remembers dying tragically. She can't remember how or why.
I must have been murdered,
she says casually, twirling her left hand. Her fingers are too long,
because I can still feel how good it was to return and exact my revenge.
She remembers screams and blood and fear. Glorious fear. Toying with a would-be predator that had now become her prey before ending their life. And as the years passed, that was all she remembered.
Not many spirits last as long as I do,
she says.
Many move on. Some just fade away. Their purpose, their drive weakening over time. But the older ones like me,
her wide, hungry smile turns into a grin.
We are still here because we could never shake that thirst for fear. Or maybe we never wanted to.
I think I understand now why she wants to kill me. Why she needs to kill me and needed to kill every collector before me.
Your stories bring our kind into the light,
she says. She continues, disgusted.
Many of those spirits, younger than me, actually want their stories told. They feel that it helps to keep their memories alive or build up their supposedly fearful legends. But I know the truth.
Her voice changes now. She no longer sounds like a little girl. She growls like a beast and sounds like several different creatures speaking at the same time in several different languages.
Real fear resides in darkness.
Every fiber of my being wants to just run. I've known fear before, but never like this. Before I can act on instinct, however, her voice and her appearance change again, back to the little girl's.
That is why you must die,
she says.
Because if you don't, then my kind, the old ones, will never be able to feed on the pure fear that we need.
I steel myself as best as I can, then speak. My voice trembles no matter how hard I try to steady it. I will not let you deprive people or the creatures and spirits that have come after you of these stories. I suddenly notice that the world around our table has been engulfed in darkness. I can't see anything beyond us, except one sliver of light, some distance beyond the little girl. And how, dear collector, do you plan on stopping me? Your predecessor had his guardian spirit. What do you have? The light beyond her starts to glow. It's an eerie blue-green, and at any other time it would concern me. But now, I feel relieved. She notices the light and realizes that it's taking shape as it comes closer to us. Soldiers in World War II uniforms, floating heads, ghostly children, women in white with long black hair, and more. So many more than before. The little girl's eyes turn black again. Her fingers lengthen, her teeth grow sharper. She stands, and somehow she is immeasurably large, towering over me and the other creatures and spirits. I'm not scared, though, because I know that she is. You're right, I tell her. I don't have a guardian spirit. I have guardian spirits. If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's Other Side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Huntu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Huntu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.